All right, I need you to turn in your Bibles with me tonight to the book of Malachi. We'll start there, and I'm on to speak to you about some things that I think will help you and encourage you if you'll make an effort to do these things and practice these things in your life. In the book of Malachi, I'd like you to look there with me in chapter number 3, and I want to read a few verses there and give you a thought tonight. The Bible says here in chapter number 3 and verse number 16. Chapter 3, verse number 16. The word of the Lord says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it." Now you see how God is listening to their conversation. He's listening to their conversation about Him. And it says, in a book of remembrance, He hearkened, He heard it, and He wrote it down. A book of remembrance was written before Him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. Now they were saying what they were thinking about God. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Verse 17, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man that spareth his own son that serveth him." I realize in the context here that he is speaking primarily of Israel and the Jewish brethren there. But don't you think that you can look at that right there and understand a little bit about the mindset of God and the way that He looks down upon our private conversations? Now, what I would like for you to think about tonight is a book. There's a proverb that says, "A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it?" And I want to preach tonight on the power of confession and conversation. Let's pray for just a moment. Would you help me tonight, Lord, to be a blessing to your children? Lord, I know in my heart that if I and they practice these things, that it will help us and be a blessing to you and others. In Jesus' name, grant it to be so. Amen. You know, the Word of Faith movement has taken the world by storm. Now, if you Google and look for the largest non-Catholic or basically Protestant churches of what they call them around the world, you'll find in many countries that the largest assemblies around the world in several countries, they preach and promote and practice the philosophy, the practice of saying aloud what you want with the expectation that God will make it a reality. Spoken words, they say, have a spiritual, magical power that obligates God to fulfill them. They say that you have the potential power through positive confession to change poverty to wealth, sickness to health, and Satan in his place. The problem with this is that it is prideful and presumptuous. Now, they wouldn't agree with that. And they would say, they would probably try their best to pick our lives apart in all the areas. But you know, I want you to understand that that is one side of the ditch that you have to avoid. Okay? But how about let's avoiding the other side of the ditch? That negative confession and conversation is of very little value as well. And Baptist folks seem to get nervous or critical of someone who confesses his belief in God in difficult circumstances and situations in their private conversations or around a small group. When he begins to praise the Lord or thank God or say some things that he believes about God, in a situation whereas that most of us might be murmuring and whining and complaining about, they're positive about it. And what does that make us feel like? Well, it makes us feel like we're about this big spiritually. And so we're critical of folks like that and say, well, they're just trying to put a positive spin on things. Well, let me ask you, what are you trying to do? Oh, I see, you're trying to put a negative spin on things. Okay, so in other words, you're trying to promote unbelief while at least they're trying to promote some faith in God. You know, it reminds me a little bit of Job's wife. Job lost everything she lost. And he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. That was his thoughts about God. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And eventually after a few, and listen, I'm not throwing rocks at her. That was a rough place to be in. But she eventually said, why don't you just curse God and die? That was her conversation about the circumstances. And every circumstance we face, we have conversations about them. We do. The things that come against us, the things that burden us, we have conversations about them, and the Lord is listening. I want to preach on tonight also, I guess if I had to title it in another way, would be how to change your day by what you say. How to change your day by what you say. And by the way, there is tremendous power in the words that you say. That affects you and those around you. Now, I realize there are some folks that act and look like sometimes somebody put a quarter in their ear and one eyeball is going this way and one eyeball is going that way and they're always chirping and saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes that gets on my nerves. Okay? But I would rather hear that than somebody cursing the name of the Lord. But I would like for it to be genuine. I would like for it to be real. I would like for it to be spontaneous and coming from your thought life and not just something that you have habitually determined to say out of a pattern of things. The sincerity of it, I think, matters. As the Lord is listening to this conversation here in Malachi, I think it's important that we understand that. In the book of 2 Corinthians says that, Paul made this comment. He said, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. And he was talking about him having the same spirit of faith. And he's quoting Psalm 116, verse number 10, where David was commenting about how he loved the Lord because the Lord had heard his voice and his supplications. And he was talking about the Lord answering him and helping him and talking about that because he believed in God, he spoke these things. So I want to encourage you tonight to confess some things. I'm going to ask you to confess some things. I want you to consider your confession life and how that you can change your day by the things that you say. For example, let me say this. First of all, let's confess what you believe about God when you have the opportunity and when it calls for it. Okay? And sometimes it's okay just to talk about God, where anybody called you for it or not. Just start it. I think about something. Listen, I believe that Jonah believed in God greatly. I believe that he believed God greatly. And when he was pressed to it, he confessed and said this about God. He said, God is gracious. Now, he wasn't saying it with a right attitude, though. You say, you can say some things, but you can say it in the wrong spirit, can you not? He was mad. He said, and listen, now if a backslidden Baptist preacher, well, I can't say he was a Baptist preacher, this Jewish prophet, can say good things about God when he's mad, why can't I say some good things about God and I'm not mad? And I'm not sad. Okay, so he says, you know what? He said, God is gracious, God is merciful. He said, God is slow to anger and of great kindness. But it didn't change his day because of his attitude and his heart. So we're talking here now, again, not about the magic of words, Because the magic of his words didn't work for him. It is your heart, your thought life, your belief toward God. I think about the three Hebrew boys, though, when they were getting ready to be thrown into the fiery furnace. And I mean be burnt alive, be burnt to death, simply because they would not cooperate and would not bow down before this idol and do what everybody else was doing around them. They confessed what they believed about God. And they said to Nebuchadnezzar, they said, listen, we're not even going to really be too careful about how we're answering you about this. He said, we want you to know that our God, he said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. And by the way, if he chooses not to, we want you to know, we will not bow to your God. Now, that took some courage, but it also took some confidence to confess that before this whole crowd. Man, I tell you what, it changed their day. Now listen, they did not obligate God to save them. They were just saying, you know what, I know God is able. We're just not sure if he wants to do it right now or not. But if he chooses not to, we're okay with that. We're going to serve him anyway. And I like that kind of confession because that's just pure, honest, open, sincere. Hey, listen, I don't know what God's going to do here. Don't you like it when people honestly say that we're in a crisis? They say, look, I don't know what the Lord's going to do here. But I want you to know, I know he is able to help us and deliver us and fix this. But if he chooses not to, I'm not going to quit on him. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to serve him. You don't need to give the implication that if God doesn't come through on your time schedule, that you're going to quit on God and God let you down. I mean, that's foolish. All right. And then when David, when he wrote Psalm 145, he confessed with his mouth and said, God is great. You ever say that to anybody? God is great. Or you just do that when you get a big check in the mail. Huh? God is great regardless of the circumstances. Can you say that? You need to learn to say it. God is great. God is gracious. And he said God is compassionate. He said God is of great mercy. God is good to all. And he's righteous in all of his ways. Now that's one of the things that helps me when something's going on. I know that God's always right. And that God never does wrong. And I may not understand some of the circumstances, and sometimes I'll have a very frank conversation with him without being irreverent to him. I say, Lord, I don't understand why you allow this, because I know you could fix this, you could stop this, you could speak this, you could do this, but you've chosen not to, and I don't understand it. But I know this, that you always do what is right. And did you know that when I have those kind of conversations, I wind up in better shape? It changes my day. By what I say. Because I'm being honest before the Lord in those things. And then, I think you need to learn from time to time to confess your benefits. Not only what you believe about God, but how about you from time to time confessing your benefits? Just say them. Just say them. I'm talking about when you're really sometimes having a gloomy day. You ever have those days? You ever have a gloomy day? Am I the only one that ever has a gloomy day? The psalmist said, do not forget the benefits of the Lord. And he said those benefits are the fact that I, and these are things that don't change once God does this for our in our salvation I'm talking about. Forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Redemption in Jesus Christ. I can go around and say, I am redeemed. I can sing that song. I can sing it. I don't always feel it, but I can sing it and believe it. I am adopted into the beloved, accepted into the beloved. And I am washed in the blood of the crucified one. And I am graced by his presence. And gifted by his Spirit. I need to confess that and believe those things. I do believe those things. I do. The third thing you need to confess is your blessings. Now this is a little bit different than your benefits. Because if you get a benefit package, that's something that's there. It's not determined by any circumstances, by your behavior, whatever. Those are some benefits that come with what you have. And I've got some things about salvation that don't change based upon my behavior. Believe it or not. I'm not holding on and hanging on and hoping on. God's given me a benefit package. Okay, but I want to talk to you about your blessings and confessing them and naming them one by one. Now this is important, especially if you're sitting around a table drinking a cup of coffee and you're talking with someone and they're really pouring their heart out and they've got some circumstances that are very dire and very straight. They got a burden. I mean a real burden. Circumstances and situations not good. You know, and their heart's heavy. I mean, you got to be careful and wise in how that you try to encourage someone. You cannot pretend that this is a light thing. And you can't pretend that it's going to go away. Because sometimes things don't get better and sometimes things don't go away. But you can learn to confess your blessings that you do have. And by the grace of God, we need to learn to name them one by one from time to time and enter into His gates with thanksgiving. I enjoy being around people who remind me of some things that I forget about. How about your family? And sometimes family situations are not always good. How about your health? Sometimes it's not always good. How about your wealth? Or the lack thereof? Sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. But how about when they are? How about when those things are there? Can you not just confess to God and say, Lord, I want to thank you? You know, you need to learn to be thankful. And you say, well, Brother Roger, I really can't think of anything I'm thankful for. I mean, it's just, I came across something that'll help you. Practice this. I'd like to thank my legs for their support. My arms for always being by my side. And last of all, my fingers knowing I can always count on them. Can you do that? Some of you didn't get that. Some of that went right over your head, didn't it? Let me read it slowly. I'd like to thank my legs for their support. My arms for always being by my side. My last of all, my fingers knowing I can always count on them. You need to learn to count your blessings. Your family. Do you have a faithful mate? You know, in this generation which we live in, most people don't. You have a faithful mate? Thank God for it. You got some parents that love you, care about you? Thank God for them. And say it. Confess it. Tell others. You got a good friend? Hopefully, maybe more than one. By the way, if you don't have a friend, we need to have a class on how to be friendly. Because if you're going to have friends, you got to show yourself friendly. Amen. And be a friend. If you want to have some friends, be a friend. You ought to thank God, though, for your friends. You ought to. Do you have decent health? You ought to thank the Lord for that and confess that. Food in abundance, no doubt. Shelter, clothes. How about all the extra stuff God gives you that He just lets you have? Just beloving on you, blessing you. Just some good stuff that you don't have to apologize to everybody for. And then how about your church? You ever confess to others, man, I sure thank God for my church. And I sure was proud of my church this morning, loving on somebody that was hurting. Those kids, loving on my brother. It's a blessing. Let me encourage you also to do this. I'm talking about what you say can change your day. The fourth thing is to confess your battles and your burdens, and that's all right too. This is where you get real, I think, balanced, because the other things we've been talking about are in a positive direction, but from time to time you need to confess the battles you're going through and the burdens that you're carrying. Sometimes you need to confess this when you're by yourself. I say sometimes when you're alone. Sometimes you just need to walk or sit. I don't know what physical condition you're in, but I'm just saying that sometimes it's good to just sit in your living room, turn all the electronics off, and just talk to God like He's sitting in the living room with you and pour your heart out to Him. Sometimes you may walk down the road so that nobody can bother you, and you just pour your heart out to God and talk to Him like He's walking with you. Let Him know your burden. Let Him know what you really feel in your heart about some of these things. And believe in your heart and confess to Him that you believe that He is God and that He loves you. And listen, I'm talking about say these things. I'm not talking about just think these things. I'm talking about say these things. I'm talking about that it affects the spirit world. It affects the angels. It affects the demons. And it has an impact on heaven as far as your Father is concerned. I don't want my children coming over today to the house to encourage their mother and sit at the table and try to use telepathic means of saying to their mom, "We appreciate you." Say it. Verbalize it. Now you say, "Well, God can read my mind and He knows the thoughts in my heart." But I'm telling you something, God wants you to learn how to say some things to Him and also to mean what you say. By the way, I have learned by experience that the more I say good things that I believe about God, it encourages me to say more good things about God. And then I wind up having more faith than when I started. It's like priming a pump. Some of you don't know what that means. I can see. Seriously, some of you really don't. I grew up on a farm and very poor. And I don't apologize for that. We had everything we needed. We were blessed. Man, I had creeks to fish in and swim in and ponds and fields and just blessed beyond measure. But there was a hole in the ground that they drilled and they put a pipe in it. And at the bottom of that was an artesian well. And then they put a red looking metal piece of thing on top of that pipe and it had a handle on it. Now I know you've seen that, if nowhere else but Cracker Barrel. And you pump that thing, it'll suck. It's got a rubber piece inside there, and it'll suck that water out of the ground, our artesian water. It'll suck it out of there. Well, ours, sometimes because of the heat in Mississippi over the summer, it would dry up that seal. Sometimes Dad just didn't have a seal, and so sometimes that pump would just get dry, and you had to be careful. And so maybe it just wore out because it seemed like we always had problems with the pump. My job was to make sure that the water in the bucket in the house never got past that in the bottom. Because we had this bucket sitting in the kitchen where that we would always pour water in and we used it for drinking. Then we had another one that we used for washing. I know that sounds antique, doesn't it? But my job was to make sure there was that much water left in that bucket. And the reason for that was is because we had to take it outside. I or my dad would take it outside and would take that water and would pour it down. Because if you just went out there and started doing this on that pump, it wouldn't draw the water. It would just go, that's all it would do. You weren't getting anything. So you pour a little bit of water down in there, it would wet that seal. And then wasn't long, man, here come that fresh water out of there again. Man, you fill up that bucket. Now, I'm telling you, sometimes spiritually, you are dry. And that seal will dry up on you, and you just as dry as can be. But you still got a little bit left in you. You got a little bit. And by faith, you begin to say the things that you do believe about God in spite of your feelings. And I'm telling you, there is power and there is blessings in walking around by yourself and telling God what you think about Him from your heart. And as you begin to say these things to God, there's something that rings a bell in heaven. And God says, you know what, I like that. And it's not because God's some big egomaniac. It is because He looks down on the earth and He sees a little bit of faith being exercised. And it takes faith to please God. You must believe that He is. And as you begin to verbalize this, whether you be sitting in your living room, sometimes I can just be sitting in my living room drinking a cup of coffee and reading my Bible, and I'll be talking to God just like I'm talking to you. And then I'm telling you what, God will begin to do some things in my heart that will strengthen me for the day and change my outlook on the day. Do you understand I'm saying that there is power in confessing your battles and your burdens, sometimes alone, sometimes to another person that you can trust. You confess your faults one to another and your fears one to another. Be careful in selecting that person. But as best I can tell, here in Malachi, this individual was walking with somebody that also feared God. And he was talking to them about God. And that brother was then encouraging him in the things of God. Man, what a blessing that is. When you talk to someone, whether it be by email or whether it be by phone or whether it be by texting or whether it be by walking with them or sitting with them, but their words back to you is not, thank God they don't have another shovel, they're just digging a hole a little bit deeper. Yeah, you're right. Boy, I know, man, I tell you, I feel sorry for you too. I mean, man, I don't know where God is in your life. I don't know if God's going to help you this time, but I don't need to hear that stuff. Man, phooey on you. What I'm telling you here is that you need to encourage one another and confess these things sometimes to a brother or a sister. And by the way, if somebody does do that to you, be wise enough to give them a word fitly spoken to encourage them and strengthen them, even if it's a note in the mail. You see they're discouraged. Sometimes you confess your battles and your burdens to the assembly. Sometimes it is that serious. Sometimes it's that it affects others that big. Jehoshaphat did. He had a burden and he was facing a battle. He didn't know what to do. Publicly, he stood before them and said, Lord, I really don't know what to do. I don't have a battle plan. He said, but I want you to know, even though I don't know what to do, he said, our eyes are upon you. And I'm telling you, sometimes you have to confess and just say, I need you to pray for me. I trust the Lord and I believe in Him, but I'm battling something. You know why we don't do that sometimes? Because we have not yet been delivered from the opinions of others. And we might be afraid that they may think less of us if we're honest. But I'm blessed sometimes with the open honesty and humility of folks who tell me sometimes their inner struggles and their thoughts. And I think, you know what? I'm not the only one. It encourages me because I know that they love the Lord. And then last of all, turn with me to Proverbs 25 and I will close with this thought. Again, this is not necessarily on the positive side, but yet it comes out with a positive result. Proverbs 28. Are y'all still listening? Okay. Proverbs 28 and verse number 13. This right here will help you now. It'll encourage you. It'll help you if you'll do it. So I've given you some things. If you're taking notes, if you'll confess what you believe, if you'll confess your benefits, if you'll confess your blessings, if you'll confess your battles and burdens, and if you'll confess your brokenness to God. Now what I mean by brokenness in this proverb here in chapter 28, verse number 13, I mean by this fact that sin is the transgression of the law, which means that when you and I sin, we have broken that law. Proverbs 28:13 says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But, I love that, whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Now you and I can do this when we have sinned against the Lord. Listen, this is where really the way to change your day is by what you say. Again, I think I've emphasized enough tonight that we're talking about you meaning what you say. You believing what you say. All right? There's no need in you denying that you've broken the law of God. God is aware of what you've done. He has already observed it. Even if it's a thought. The thought of foolishness, the Bible says, is sin. And so we're talking here now about Don't deny it, okay? So I need to talk to God about this. And don't blame somebody else for your own reaction to something and you yielding to something. And we can even try to cover it up because we're ashamed of it. But the best thing you could do, the best thing you could do to change your whole day is if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now this is where I believe, therefore have I spoken. Because when you have transgressed or grieved the Holy Spirit and there's something that in your life, maybe you've said something or you've done something, and you know that you're not right with the Lord and you know you've grieved Him and you know you're out of fellowship with Him, there's just something there between you and God, I believe if you do a little bit of research, I believe the Holy Spirit will be kind enough and loving enough to say, here's what you did, and I'm displeased with this. Now, if you will confess that to God. Now, sometimes it requires you confess what you've done to someone else, but not always. A lot of times it's those inner struggles in your mind and in your heart. A lot of times it is some things that you personally are struggling with in your heart between you and God or somebody in your family. Somebody that you love, something you said, something you've done. And the Holy Spirit said, I was not pleased with that. And He's grieved. The best thing you can do to change your whole day is to just open your heart up to God and say, Lord, I cannot defend what I have said or what I have done or what I have felt and what I have thought. And I want you to know. And sometimes I don't even know. Someone was talking to me the other day about they were praying, and even in the midst of their praying, there was these negative thoughts that came to them and wondering where they came. I said, listen, I know what you're talking about. And sometimes they're accusations against God, and sometimes they're even blasphemous accusations against God. But they're not yours. Don't own them. Don't own those thoughts. Don't let them stay there because they're not from you. Your heart's desire is to love Him and to live for Him. When those thoughts come, you just tell God, Lord, I don't know where that come from. But Lord, I just want you to know I don't want to own those things and I don't want them in me and I'm sorry. And you confess this to God. I'm telling you, I promise you, based on the Word of God, you confess your sins to God, your day is going to change. If you have sinned privately, you will change. If you have sinned publicly and affected others, you may have to confess it then and then work at saying, let's call somebody up or do something and say, man, I'm sorry. I really am sorry for what I said about that person or this person or what I insinuated. You know, these are things that if you really want your day to change, you can change it by some of the things that you say. And by the way, you could change my day by some of the things you say. There were two people walking together, at least two. Not only could you change your day by some of the things you say, you could change my day by some of the things you say. Just being around you, listening to you, to what you say, what you talk about, can change my day and help me. And I hope mine with you as well. Okay? Let's bow our heads together. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, that You would help us by the grace of God to remember that You are listening to our conversations. And Lord, I pray that You'd help us and change us and deliver us from unbelief. We love You and we thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the liberty to preach. Thank You for the good folks that came back tonight. Thank You for Brother Kenneth sharing his blessings of singing with us. We pray for our church family. We thank You for a loving church family. Most of all, for a loving Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.